Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, Sam on the show with Confession Wednesday to call in at 704-570-9595. We'll get your confession on.
A couple people are on hold, but can I play this audio because we've been sitting on this? The guy from the Novak Djokovic's name is.
Yeah.
And it's so hot at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, New York, where the tennis tournament's going on, that they have a new rule implemented that they'll give you a 10-minute break at some point during the match where you can go and cool off and do whatever you need to do.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So listen to what he did. This is his on-court interview after the tournament, after his win, in front of thousands of people and, of course, millions on TV.
That was funny because Martin and I were ice bath one next to another. So we had the two ice baths. We were naked in the ice baths. And it was quite wonderful feeling, you know. Battling with a guy for 2.5 hours, and then you get into the locker room and you haven't finished the match and you're naked in the ice baths. It was quite a magnificent feeling, I must say.
I bet so.
Well, go and get naked and back in the ice bath. Off you go. Well done.
Confession Wednesday on the Manny Roy Laurent Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone.
I mean, I kind of thought it was magnificent, too.
I was exploring my sexuality. Is that how things started for you back when you were playing tennis?
Yes, I realized we were naked and it was magnificent.
How long are tennis matches, by the way?
Oh, they could be long. I mean, they could be hours.
He said it was 2.5 hours in and they weren't even done yet.
No.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and it's really hot, so...
All right, Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. We're in our Planet Fitness judgment-free zone studios. And just as they are at Planet Fitness, we are on our show. It's judgment-free. Whatever you say, whatever you confess, ain't nobody going to judge you. It's just like free therapy. To kick things off, Amber and Raquel, what's your confession?
Hey, guys. So I go to a university, and... I was struggling with my grades or whatever, and my professor was just like, hey, come sleep with me, and I'll fix that for you, okay?
Whoa.
Come what?
Yeah. So now we're engaged.
Sleep.
Did you just say, and now you're engaged?
Yeah, we're engaged.
Are you serious?
In April, yep.
Okay. I'm so sorry to ask this question, but do you ever think that he's doing this to other students, too?
He said he has been.
Okay.
And he's actually, I want to say he's maybe 10 years older than me.
Okay.
He's maybe 10 years older than you? Are you, you're marrying someone, you're not sure of their age?
I kind of don't want to know. Yeah.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to know, Loren.
I'm fascinated by that.
I know.
It is judgment-free, but I'm just interested.
All right, Amber. You went to your professor. You said, hey, I'm struggling. He says, well, as we call it on the show here, move furniture with me and I'll help you out. Did you get an A?
Yes.
Okay. Were you at all attracted to him or were you kind of freaked out when he brought that up to you?
First of all, I was attracted to him and didn't expect it at all. But we've been together for almost 3 years now. So it's like, okay.
Interesting.
Worked out.
All right.
I feel like there's been a movie plot like this.
I feel like I've seen one, too.
Yeah, right? It just sounds very familiar.
I don't think they play those movies on TV.
Those are only on the internet.
Oh, that's where I saw it. Okay.
Thanks, Amber.
Okay.
Do you still call him Professor Amber?
Oh, Professor.
Only during the movies.
Oh, man.
We got more people on hold. A lot of college confessions. Your confessions today are school-related confessions. Since everybody's back in school, college, middle school, high schools.
You got it. Give us a call, 704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday will continue next.
You see who's on hold? Someone stole something from a teacher.
Mm.
And the teacher had no idea who it was. All right, that's a good one. We'll find out about that in 3 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS95.1.
All right, it's also Confession Wednesday, judgment-free zone in our Planet Fitness studios. It's judgment-free at Planet Fitness, and so it is here on Confession Wednesday. Whatever you want to call and confess, you can get it off your chest, and we won't judge.
Chris is on hold, says he stole a car. We'll have to get the details on that. Because we are talking about back-to-school confessions. Like, we want your school confessions.
Using his name, too.
Yeah, he is.
All right, let's start with Anonymous in Concord.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Okay, so I was an English major in college, and my senior year, I had no senior thesis. My last semester, you're supposed to get with your professor and your advisor and work on your thesis. You're supposed to do it gradually over the course of the semester. Well, I managed to almost fail that class, and I almost didn't graduate.
You say almost, but yet you did.
I did. So my I was very, very anxious and depressed my whole college years because of some other personal stuff that was going on. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just like, oh, you know, I'm lazy, I didn't finish the schoolwork. It was just like, you know how you get when you have depression and you just can't do stuff. Yeah, so it was that.
But how'd you pass? So did you do anything, you know? Did you convince a professor?
Yeah. Did you be part of the debate team?
We feel like there might be a tile missing to this puzzle.
Right.
Yes. The tile is I was seeing a counselor all semester, and I freaked out to her, and she was like, oh, yeah, you can ask for an extension, and I can give you a note. And I was like, no, really. And so I went to talk to the professor, and I was like, can I get an extension? He was like, no, you know, I can't really do that just because you didn't do your work. And I was like, I have a note from the counselor. So he let me do it, and he gave me an extension, and I finished the paper.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You get the counselor.
Thanks, Anonymous.
That's good. Counselor recognized you're going through something. Hey, you know what? You need some time.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought she was just going to, her confession was like, I almost failed. And I'd be like, yeah. Me and everybody else is like, almost? Must be nice. I failed college algebra.
Tell me your secret. Yeah.
Almost failed.
All right. Confession Wednesday is continuing with Chris. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi. What would you like to confess?
Okay. So it's a similar thing. I was in high school and my English teacher, me and my friend noticed that every time she would go to lunch and, you know, the class would be empty, she'd leave her car keys at her desk.
She would what?
So one day,
leave her car keys at her desk.
Uh-huh.
Me and my friend took her car and went out for lunch one day. And
really?
Yeah. And we came back and I guess word got around and she knew somebody had done it but never got back to us.
You went on a joyride.
Yeah, well, we went to go get lunch. It was lunchtime.
You borrowed a car.
Yeah. I don't want to use the term stole.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
Well, if the teacher doesn't know and the keys were taken off the desk, like Chris says.
They returned.
That's kind of stealing. Was it at least a fun car? Was it like a convertible? Let me think. A teacher's car, like a Volkswagen. Yeah.
What? Subaru? I see Subarus.
No, it was probably some Ford, you know, Ford sedan.
No,
I don't really remember. It was, you know, that was the least of it.
It'd be awesome if you parked it in like a different spot, like way far away, and then just put the keys back on the desk.
I know I parked over here.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, you know, a lot since then. What we could have done differently, and how if we could have had more fun, but we were just terrified at that point. Exactly the way it was.
If she found out, would she be upset, or at this point, would she laugh about it?
Oh, it's probably been, you know, several years, so she probably laugh about it.
Especially if she was the cool teacher.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like she was driving the cool car.
Okay. Because it was a Ford Escort.
Just normal.
My science teacher in middle school, Chris, had a Jeep Grand Cherokee like back in 1989 or whatever, and it was like all gold. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, like people were like, she's a baller teacher. That's one to steal, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. And by the way, any other stolen cars after that, or are you pretty much going back on track?
No, that was it. That's basically the worst thing I've done.
It'd be awesome if Chris was like, yeah, I got a couple warrants out in Georgia. I didn't know, but back then I started my stealing problem.
I wrecked the car, then we ran, and I got back to class.
Whoa.
All right, let's bring in Alan from Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Hey, guys. I was in ninth grade year, and high school or whatever, and this teacher just did not like me. I would be passing her class. I wasn't smart enough, excuse me for my language, but like, she didn't like me for that reason. She just didn't like me. So one day I was just like, hey, let me put some laxatives in her drink. Shake it up, no big deal.
The teacher didn't notice?
No, and everybody in the class went along with it.
They all knew. So what was the result?
They all knew. Luckily, we had no snitches in class, but still, it was the thing of every couple minutes, she'd be like, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Ellen. Holy cow.
I also like how she said there's no snitches in my class.
No snitch.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting one.
Okay, Anonymous in Gastonia, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Well, I was picking up my kids from school early, and they had, like, a bunch of different classes out. So we were on our way, walking to the car, and this girl looked at my son and was like, ew, and said his name. So Mama Bear, I was like, ew, your hair. And I felt so horrible because it slipped out.
Oh, because you made fun of the kid?
Yes, it was so horrible.
Yeah, we're, you know,
he texted my son and was like, your mom's mean.
You know, we're against bullying. We're big with the CMS, Stand Up, Speak Out campaign with bullying and all that stuff. But, you know, sometimes when you're a parent, gosh, it's hard to bite your lip, isn't it, Anonymous?
It is, because like when a couple grades before that, he got bullied real bad and it really messed with his self-esteem.
Yeah.
So when she did that, it just kind of like slipped out. And I apologize. I didn't mean to, because I'm not a mean person, but it just like.
Ugh. It's okay. You should see. It's just because you love your son.
That's
it's
true.
Fun.
You just go into mama bear mode.
Someone recently just posted on my social media that if I lost weight, I'd be attractive. And Sterling fired up.
Yeah.
He was ready to demolish that person.
Yeah. Nicole gets that way.
I know. And I'm like, you know, I just don't. I see the comments. People say mean things to me. It is what it is.
I'm big on that too, Roy. I mean, it's not for everybody, but sticks and stones.
Yeah.
And if you're making fun of me, something's not right in your life.
Right.
Like, I'm moving on today. And by the way, I think you're gorgeous.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, my God. Is this on? I thought we were in commercial.
Anonymous in Concord. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi.
So this sounds eerily like a confession that we just had. Do you know Chris?
Yeah.
You do?
You do?
Sorry, I'm going somewhere. My directions are going off. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Okay, so what's your confession?
My confession is that whenever I was in high school, I actually had a favorite teacher, and I would go to his class, and I would do his paperwork, and as long as I helped him do his stuff, he would help me do mine, and he would make sure I'm accounted for class, and I wouldn't even go to class. And actually, I'd go get him food, and I was never in the actual class I was supposed to be in.
Whoa.
But you would take his car just like Chris took his teacher's car.
No, I didn't take his car.
You took your own car. Okay.
Yeah. That, and then the first confession you were talking about, the show would be Pretty Little Liars.
Oh.
She ended up getting engaged to the professor?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that was like a movie plot or something. That felt very familiar.
Somebody else is on hold who said they also took that teacher's car.
Okay.
Easy pickings.
No, everyone did. Easy pickings.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. And Manny, Roy, and Lorraine in the morning. Kiss 95.1.